milk.
Castlewalls kept tumbling down in the simulator city that we love. Castlewalls kept tumbling down in the simulator city that we love.
And if you close your eyes, this is the resting podcast. Welcome to your death. I made this intro in like 3 seconds. Have fun. How could this happen to me? I made my mistakes.
All right, that was sent in to us by Lee Hashi.
Liu Hashi?
No, I said it right this time.
That joke becomes old.
And this is
the computer.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
God damn you.
He's already here and talking more than anyone else. Okay, so we've got Leo.
Eh? Coco?
We've got Air.
Coco?
I'm a computer. Stop.
Okay, a little bit of a delay there. And we got Grace.
No.
And we've got Ryan.
Pain
without love.
Don't you mean Grake and Re-Anne?
No.
Don't start making this racist. Already.
So anyways...
Wait, how was that racist?
Oh, I thought you said Rio.
Rio.
Anyways. Fuck you. Anyways.
Oh, wow, okay.
I hate.
Anyways,
apologize.
I hate everyone. So, anyways, before this podcast, we actually recorded another one without Air, but
it was
It was actually pretty good the first half, but the second half it became shittier and shittier and shittier until everybody except Grace wanted to kill themselves. So
it got
we
violent.
Decided to record it.
I don't think Sky wanted to kill himself.
I was ready to go in the beginning.
I wasn't thinking about suicide. I was thinking more like I just don't want to be here.
I just wanted to quit.
Right. That's what I mean.
All right, let's get off that topic real quick.
Wait, hey, Ryan's above the influence, okay?
All right, so Sky, what about the return of the Beatles?
Oh, they're all dead.
Again.
Yeah, every single one of them. Every single one of them dead.
But Ringo was my favorite.
Oh, Ringo.
George Harris did die.
He died first.
Paul McCartney.
I hope he did.
Now we have to find what is the next topic, because we have to find a segue into it.
So Beatles, death, but what about mocking
speaking
birds?
Of Atticus Finch's
Mockingjay?
I
almost said Mockingjay.
Harper Lee announced a sequel to Kill a Mockingbird, which is called Ghost at a Watchman, which is actually scheduled to be released in July on the 14th.
Does it have anything
to do with...
It will
ruin pretty much every high
school's
life.
My English teacher's going to be like, read this book over the summer, kids! And then
I'll
just be like...
Does it have anything to do with, like, blue people with penises?
What?
Wait,
is that Avatar or Watchmen? I don't know.
I don't get it.
And comedians and...
Wait, that's both, I think. Both. Fuck.
Both? Sky has this thing where he's a dumb hick, and he says both as both... And he's dumb and a hick.
And also, Walmart. Yeah, I say.
You
Walmart.
Say Walmart, fine. Yeah. I don't know what you keep on saying.
No,
you say
I say
it
you
like
say
Walmart,
wall,
fine.
Not wall. It's W A L. I say Walmart.
Okay, we get it. You're a hick.
Yeah, I know.
No, not
language.
Just a normal hick. A dumb hick.
Well, no, it's. I'm not a complete hick because my
hick.
Mom's from California, so I'm like a Californian hick.
So he's like a bro.
You're a Whoville hick.
Are you?
Whoa,
are you
we don't
a hick.
Need to bring that back up, please.
We need to bring it back now.
Everyone in my adult education class heard that podcast and was just like, "Oh, my
are you
God.
Serious?"
No, I'm kidding. No,
oh. Yeah, I was like,
"They don't have internet
serious?
Or anything."
What's a podcaster?
Sky the cool guy.
No. Sky the cool guy.
Talking shit about.
Oh,
them.
I can't. Well, we talked about it last time. I guess we shouldn't. I shouldn't bring up the last recording because it was. It was so terribly sad. But yeah, he wears fingerless gloves.
Wait,
that's all
what?
That matters.
Baggy jeans?
He wears fingerless gloves.
He's like
day.
Ash Ketchum.
He's gonna catch him.
He wants to catch my cool asshole.
So yeah.
Well, I like, just like from this perspective, I have no idea what you're talking about. I can only imagine for the viewers, just the same thing as me. So you want to explain that or?
Oh no, he just like the guy. He compliments me a lot and he smiles at me a lot. So
he wants the asshole.
Yeah,
hey, no, you can't cool take guy. Me. I mean,
he wants the
can't
A.
Can't take Sky from me.
Oh no!
Oh, it's hot.
He wants the FGs. Fingerless Fuck gloves.
King gonads?
There we go.
Oh, fingerless gloves. Governors.
Govs.
Yeah.
Talking about the Walking fingerless Dead.
Fingerless governors.
Ryan.
Andrew Cuomo.
That's what I want.
Why? Ryan, who's your favorite governor?
Andrew Cuomo. No, his dad, Mario Cuomo.
Mario. Not Rivers Cuomo?
No.
In Alaska, there's a town where the mayor is a cat. So.
Bullshit.
Whoa, is that...
No, it's...
Are you sure it's not Japan? Because that doesn't sound like an Alaska thing. Alaska is kind of close to Japan, though.
Should I say that?
It's close to Russia, too.
I don't know if... I'm from Alaska, so there's news articles about it. But yeah.
So...
The cat was, like, the mayor, and in the news article, it was... The guy is just saying he's the best we've ever had.
Wait, does he have a monocle and like a top hat?
No, it's like it's just a picture of a cat sitting at town hall, and it's like people are crowded around him, like cheering, and it's like Alaska.
Wasn't
no,
there, that sounds like a Powerpuff Girls episode. Wasn't there like a Powerpuff Girls episode where everybody got turned into cats?
Maybe, but the cat like a year ago, a year ago got like mauled by a dog or something.
So, not
what
the man.
You mean mine?
I didn't want to know that. You just
yeah, you didn't have
this.
To bring that up. That was an unneeded part
just
of the story.
That
did
for
you mean
me.
Mine?
Grace.
I know.
It's like watching Marley and Me. You don't need the end.
No.
Oh, really spoiler. Don't spoil it. I never watched it.
Leo. What's Marley and Me
what
about?
Happened?
It's a dog and me.
Who's Marley?
You specifically
yeah, because it's a Marley and Me, right? I mean,
so they edit you into the movie when you buy it.
They're gonna use my Skype profile.
Yeah,
it's like hologram Tupac, but Leo.
Tupac.
Excuse me,
Tupac. Dude. You sound like me trying to pronounce
Tupac.
Walmart.
Tupac.
A two-pack of Leo.
How are we gonna two-pack of beer?
What?
Is that thing?
What?
Yeah,
dude.
What?
I don't know. I don't drink beer.
Let's not talk about illegal things on here, please.
Coco?
Is it legal to talk about two packs of beer?
What?
Yes.
I apologize. Are you cop?
You're going to jail.
Oh, shit.
Fingerless
oh,
glove guy is going to be there, and he's going to feel you all up.
With his, do you know why he has his gloves fingerless?
So he can... Because
he
yeah,
likes
sure.
the touch... He wants to be
he
at like
warm
the perfect,
palms.
Yeah, he wants to be at the perfect temperature at the same time. So he wears fingerless gloves, but
dog.
But he wears fingerless gloves, a tank top, like a wife beater, and then like really baggy jeans with like pockets all down the side.
Just like 20 pockets. Like, what's he keep in the pockets?
Dude, fingerless gloves. He just keeps extra pairs.
Needs extra pairs. Yeah.
Where do you come from?
On him at
Where
all
do
times.
Go? Cut an eye
People steal him. They just envy him so much. They steal him right off of his hands. And also, he
That's
loses them in people's buttholes.
That took a turn.
Speaking of which,
really.
Did you know that Sky has a butt in his hole? Wait, no.
How about we... Slow down
a
there,
hole
buddy.
In his butt.
Yeah, that's
Go down
way
the
past
hey,
the topics.
I'm not conforming to your system. I'm going.
How are we supposed to record a podcast if you don't listen to the directions?
There's no.
This is why you should not be here.
Oh, get fucked.
Like, this is really intimidating now. Grace.
Grace. It's just. Kinda,
if anything you say is immediately judged and ruled.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, no. This is very visual.
I should just tell everyone, I'm like the only person here who has a face cam, so I'm just kind of staring into everybody's souls.
Especially Leo's profile picture. Which will have to be in the link dump after we mention it.
By the way, Leo, why don't you have a neck?
You skipped
why
like
is it 15 just
topics,
chin?
But anyways. So, like, when you're younger, right? and you're fat and you're like prepubescent, you have a really short neck. I've noticed. Pubes. Like, because I totally look at.
You've noticed?
Yeah, I look at a lot of
on
people
yourself or other children.
Well, no. Okay.
Anyways, so, anyways, right?
No, you're about to get schooled by by Ryan.
Okay. When I was in fifth grade, there was this girl who was taller than me, right? Her name was Emma.
My niece.
Shout out to Emma.
Shout out.
And her neck was so fucking long that added to like 5 inches of her height. Right there.
Was she a giraffe?
Maybe she's part giraffe, all right?
Was she a giraffe?
Giraffe.
Yeah.
Okay. So, who gives a shit because she was part giraffe?
Did she ever crack her neck and it take like 30 minutes to finish cracking?
Oh, please, yeah. No. I don't like
it. It was like...
Neck.
What did it sound like?
Oh, don't do it, Air. No.
No.
Leo, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Do you guys remember that picture of me from 7th grade?
Oh yeah, see, that's a good example, right? When you're
Have you ever had a
have you ever had a dream?
When you're like prepubescent, right? Except for the giraffe girl. You have like a short neck usually.
Yeah, I love to dream about being prepubescent.
Yeah, me too.
It's great.
It was anyways,
and best time
of life. You're really, 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 really fat. Like me, I was. I'm so fat. Same. But like when you're really fat like that,
God,
you have absolutely no neck, and it's just like a ginormous mountain of whatever the fuck's down there on your chin. And
dicks.
Basically, hi, funny. And a neck disappears, and that's what they're talking about.
So what's right? An Adam's apple?
A thyroid.
Fuck you and your
reason
fucking
why
last
you're so
quarter.
Fat. Ha ha!
I don't get it.
Alright. Yeah, of course you don't.
What's that? Did anybody else hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Leo, did you shit yourself?
Wait, that was in my imagination.
Wait, hold on, Ryan.
I thought that's just what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. Ryan, yeah. Are you awake?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Ryan, we're gonna make you talk. Okay. Talk about the video game stuff. All right.
Okay. So I'm gonna talk about the games for gold for Xbox of this month, February. And on the Xbox 360, from February 1st to February 15th, we have Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons, which is originally $15, ERP, why do I say ESP?
ESPN.
ESP Go.
Everyone makes a joke.
And then on the 16th to the 28th, you could get Sniper Elite V2, which is actually $30. If you didn't have it.
Yes, ma'am.
Wait, 28? Oh, wait.
So, air, fuck. Leo, what's that game about?
Sniper Elite V2. Fuck you and your fucking last recording,
are you sure?
Right? There's a sniper, and he's an elite.
Are you positive with this answer?
What do you mean?
Is this your final answer? Would you like to lock in this answer?
No, I take it back, okay?
Is it Grace 30 is staring herbs?
Grace is fucking staring at me. So, there's this dude, right? He's kind of good looking. He has a sniper. And I remember playing a demo when he was like in fucking Christ, Grace, you're scary. There's a demo where this dude is holding a sniper. He's just like in broken buildings. And then you're supposed to snipe people.
Snip, right? Snop. Snibbity, snip, snop. Snip.
That's the whole game, right?
Is that like on the back of the case for the game description?
Handsome dude.
This guy sits
enemies
on a building and shoots stuff.
Handsome dude.
You forgot there's slow-mo stuff. That's pretty cool.
Somewhere. It's great to shoot them in the balls.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my god, you like see the testicles shatter.
It makes me throw up a little bit in my mouth when I do it, but I enjoy it. It's weird.
Anyways,
I know when it's
every time you throw up.
Right, what's the Xbox One gold
member?
Well,
I'm glad you asked,
thing?
Leo, because all of February, the month of February, the February of the 2015.
What? I thought we were in 2001.
Shut the
fuck
up. Space Odyssey.
You can download hashtag iDarb, which is a $15 value, for this whole month.
It's pretty great. Never played it, though.
There'll be a Let's Play in that.
There'll be Rest
and
Play.
Rest and Plays.
So please don't get excited.
There will be a Rest and Plays in the next year of that, maybe.
Ryan's footage is still not going to work.
Exorcism. You only need one screen.
Yeah, you only need one. Why wouldn't...
You don't need who on screen? Go on.
But we'll make sure to use Ryan's footage, which, by the way, Why is it so terrible?
I'm glad you asked, because... So Game of Thrones, episode 2, The Lost Lords, was released
well, you did.
On Xbox 360 and Xbox One on February 4th. You want me to answer? Okay.
Yes. Because that was a good segue, and you ignored it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you asked, because...
I'm glad you asked.
See, my computer has a 3.5 RAM that's available for usage, and if I'm running Skype, the Elgato Game Capture, and then Audacity at the same fucking time, my computer has a seizure and my video gets corrupted.
Now, do you have any goats in your computer?
I don't get it.
What?
Cause the RAM!
RAM!
Yeah.
Leo, you're...
Do they crave the RAM?
Do they crave the RAM? Earlier, and I'm at the part where, like, you visit the Greybeards. Spoiler. Gross. And, like, while I was up, like, riding there, like, with my horsey, like, there were just a bunch of, like, goats, like, going up the mountain with me, and they were almost at a 90-degree angle, and I'm like... Wow, this is almost like that, like, overused meme. Yeah.
It's not overused at all.
Remember your goats in a tree calendar?
Nobody says that.
It was overused immediately. Like, it was dead immediately.
Seriously?
No.
Well, air.
It's just because it was, like, one of the last memes of 2014. Well,
air. Your last meme.
You're a salty bastard, and I crave that mineral.
Whoa. He's not a president, though.
Yeah, you're right. Presidents. I guess I should... Presidents for...
I mean, Air's basically the president of Wrestling Productions.
He's right. The organizer. Get your fucking
facts.
That's kind
of sad, isn't it? An idiot leading idiots.
Speak for yourself.
Harsh.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I'm
speak
sorry.
For Leo.
Speaking
about goats.
An idiot running some idiots and some other people.
You have a goat.
Speaking about goats, I have a goat calendar. It's better than all of your calendars. Do you guys even have calendars? Does anybody
have
calendars?
I have a kitty calendar.
No.
Does it have kitties and trees?
Yeah.
But Air, remember, you spent $15 on it.
I could have bought Smash Bros. For the Wii U, but instead I bought a Go calendar for $15.
Idiot leading idiots.
Not the smartest purchase ever.
Where does it hang in your room, like above your bed?
It's on my stop sign. Remember my stop sign where everyone was gay and the L sex RV?
The L sex RV?
Yep.
Yeah, that'll be in the link dump. I also put the calendar over it.
Nobody's ever going to understand it.
Well, you could go on RT and see the comments. Well, they still wouldn't understand it.
Well, yeah, no, they wouldn't. Yeah, whatever.
So, Game of Thrones?
So, Sky, McDonald's pays with love. Or not. Is that true?
Yes, it is very true. Thank you for bringing that up.
McDonald's so formal, and it's terrible because of it. It's
like... I don't like it.
So, in McDonald's, you actually have to give a blowjob to the manager to get free meals. At least that's what I've learned.
I would only do that in KFC.
Oh, no, that's really gross.
It's greasy.
First time I went to KFC with my grandparents, they're assholes. But I was going to add more to that, but I don't want to. I just needed to state that fact. The first time I went to KFC, like, I was eating and, like, tearing at the chicken. It was my first piece of chicken. I was really excited because I heard it.
Tearing at it, like... If you were to, like, use one word to describe you eating fried chicken... Tearing at it.
Okay, moving on. And I was like really excited because I heard KFC was like fucking delicious, and I was like, yeah, I like chicken. And I ripped the spine out, and I got a piece with the spine in it, and it was all black. And my grandma was a nurse, and I was like, Grandma, what is this? And she's like, it's a spine. And I never ate that day.
Dude, Jamma knows what she's talking about.
Not Jamma, my actual grandma. But
what's Jamma then?
That's my mom.
Why is your mom... Oh, because your niece called?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. With the McDonald's thing, yeah, it's really cool, actually. They have a thing on their cash register, and, like, it's a timer, so, like, at a certain time, like, in, like, 4:02 p.m. at a certain amount of time, whatever, and you're ordering at that time, you can actually pay by giving, like, someone a hug or, like, taking a selfie with someone or giving someone a high five or something. So you get your meal free, and it's super cool.
Free food.
And also, you can give them a hand job.
Dude, that's how I show my love.
Without food.
Well, I do that anyway, so.
I get blowjob.
Whoa. Leo. Oh, the racism.
Whoa, whoa. Calm down, racism. Hey, no, am I going to have to blow a blowjob?
Well, Leo, let your parents in. Well.
Nobody's going to get that except for, like, us two.
I get it.
It's good.
Cool.
I don't get it.
Get it.
Good.
Of course you don't care.
To be honest, this is the only
I don't care enough to get it.
Of course you don't, Grace. Anyways, Inside Gaming partner with Rooster Teeth.
Whoop whoop.
Yeah, the guys from Inside Gaming partnered with Rooster Teeth to make this cool thing called Funhouse. all right, good input.
Yeah,
like Adam Kovic from season 2 of The Gauntlet and all his coworkers from Los Angeles just kind of came together with Rooster Teeth because they've been longtime fans and they all make the videos and the podcasts and stuff
so
like that.
I heard that they're taking over the GTA and the Minecraft Let's Plays. Is that right?
Oh, that's totally, man. I'm so excited.
Fuck. I mean, on Inside Gaming, they did primarily GTA 5 videos because they played with the community and stuff like that, but I don't know if they're going to continue doing that.
Well, I hope they do because, like, the art, like, Achievement Hunter Let's Plays have kind of gotten drugged out, and they're kind of boring now.
It's they had to do it for so long,
yeah, I
man.
I don't blame them for anything because
Achievement
Hunter
is
like,
terrible, and I hate it so much. It's the most terrible thing ever.
Whoa!
So bad. Whoa. I'm gonna be glad to see them take over the Minecrafts and the GTAs because they're bad.
All right. I still need to learn a guy's names. Isn't Bruce Willis?
That was a joke.
Or
not Bruce. Bruce Willis?
Wait, no. What was his name?
Okay, Adam Kovic.
Adam Kovic, I know him.
Joel Rubin. Bruce Green, not Bruce Willis.
Bruce. I know Spool.
James Willem. No.
Lawrence is one of them, right?
Lawrence. Good job.
He sounds like a very nice, formal, educated person.
But he's not really. No, he is. Compared to everyone else. And then there's Spool, who's like the office pothead.
I don't even know all their faces. So,
yeah, I don't know. When we used to still do that Xbox Live community game nights.
Shut up.
What's the X?
Rude.
Be...
Shut. No. Be quiet right now.
The
King Benno, who I'm gonna tag because whatever. Him and I used to make jokes about how this other guy, who I'm not gonna tag.
Oh shit! Get shit on. Fucking Dunsy.
Used to who used to sound like a Spool because he always sounded fucking high. Just so high.
All the time. Can't get.
But yeah, that's
my
it.
Mind.
Ooh.
I feel the same way about you, Air. It's kind of odd to share. Because
everyone loves Air.
Okay. You're funny. No, I'm kidding. Everyone loves Air.
Everyone needs Air. Get it? Because we breathe.
Shut the
I'd
fuck
rather
up.
Suffocate.
Crazy, same.
The honesty.
So.
Anyways.
So, Ryan, how's your rabbit doing?
How are that?
Okay, yeah. Didn't your rabbit,
okay.
Do something to your eyelids.
So I was laying on my bed, and he jumps on top of my bed because he roams around the house at times. And he jumps on top of my bed. He sniffs my face.
Silly rabbit.
And then he just he licks my eyelid.
Oh, that's hot. Oh,
that's savage.
On a side note, I want to kill my hamster.
Did your rabbit moan when he did it?
I think he was like, "Daddy."
No.
Oh no.
Daddy.
No.
Daddy.
Your rabbit's name is Lucifer, yep. Right?
Lucifer.
So you got your eyelid
you,
licked by Lucifer.
That's hot. Like
Lucifer.
Like, if you mean you could think of Mark Pellegrino.
Who?
Ryan, you know too much.
What?
Because Lucifer is
who?
Mark Pellegrino.
Yeah.
Who?
Who's
Pellegrino?
Also
that sounds like pedigree.
That guy from Lost. Like, what's the
I
fucking
feed my dog?
What's the guy from Lost name? Fuck. I can't remember.
John Green?
No. What?
He's everywhere.
Don't worry about it. I'm thinking about
everywhere.
The dude that lived
Hank?
In the shoe.
Hank's too busy with the president.
Anyway, so Destiny.
So are we ending this now?
Destiny?
We're good, right?
So Sky, is your dog still sleeping?
Yes, still sleeping.
Oh.
I said that elaborate. Earlier, but no one noticed.
Destiny?
I'm glad that's Please a topic elaborate. That my dog is sleeping.
It's a topic. Oh, it is a topic.
Cool. Is it a hot topic?
Shut up. Because my dog's sleeping.
Copyright.
So, the claw.
the claw still makes me feel uncomfortable, Ryan. I'm sorry. I still don't like it. I've never, ever met anyone that plays like that.
Me neither.
Okay, you want to describe it, or what'd you do?
No, let's just talk shit on it.
Okay.
No, Ryan, go ahead.
Here's the moment when I just, like, my feelings get crushed. Continue.
What? No, go on.
No, go on. Right?
You gotta explain what the
Nobody
claw
knows
is.
What the fuck you're talking about.
The clamps.
Okay, he, like, his middle finger is on the right trigger to use it, and then his index finger is, like, curled around, I don't know, like, X, Y, and B or something, and it's, and it, like, does the thing.
And it just gets really...
No, never A.
It'd be painful if it didn't touch A. Actually, no,
you mean that ass?
So, are you a literal bird, or what's going on with that?
You see,
he's not home.
I have like my hands are in extreme pain if I like at times, and if I stretch them out, like if I use my index finger as the trigger finger, it hurts the side of like my hand where it connects to like my thumb and my index finger right there. So I can't do that.
Right there.
You know how you build resistance to that? Just jerk off a lot.
Wow.
You get calluses.
Oh, calluses. What?
Wow.
What's that?
How do you get calluses?
What's calluses?
Monkey
you know what sounds like calluses? Caillou.
Wait, fuck you. No.
Are we going to talk about that?
No.
You want to do the no? Or?
No.
No.
No, let's not do it. If you really want to know about Caillou, just watch the show, and the question will pop up in your head by yourself. You'll Google it. You'll find the post.
What show?
Caillou.
Okay, good.
Caillou.
That's out of the way. Look it up.
What? Well, wait, what? I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm not really understanding why you guys don't want to talk about it. Did I miss something?
Air,
I don't understand
like
why air's fucking up.
Air's
Hello,
lagging.
Robot.
What about Ryan's ex-girlfriend?
Oh, okay. Ryan, talk about your ex-girlfriend.
He's a bitch.
Whoa. Calm down.
Is that it? Okay, cool.
That's it. That's all I want to say.
Speaking of girlfriends.
Lane, you know what I'm talking about. That's all I want to say.
Talking about okay. Lane, he's at Whoa. A concert right now.
Fucking scrub.
It's 1:30 in the morning.
What
well,
a social
12:30.
Life.
Person. Well, 12:31.
You're better, I think.
Robot.
Talk.
So,
Air? Are you there?
Are you Air? There, Air?
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Air, are you there?
Yep, Air just dropping. Okay, well, let's keep going. He'll keep recording and whatever.
His dad turned his internet off.
He's using a mobile hotspot. Oh, yeah, I don't think we mentioned that. He's using a mobile hotspot right now because he's not at his normal setup.
Fascinating.
Yeah, this is going really well right now. I think it's better than...
It's still right. better than last recording.
Yeah, just don't talk about it,
well,
right?
No.
Shh.
Nobody's going to give a shit about it anyways.
So, Ryan's ex-girlfriend's a bitch. Whoa. And, my one attempt at a relationship, which Jerbear and Air and I talk about this a lot. I'm telling the Jerbear story here. And my mom's friend's son, who is my age, she decides it'd be adorable if we started to date. And I'm not comfortable with that in general.
His name's
but
wait, is wait so is his
His name is not Jerbear.
Okay,
Jeremy.
That's his name. Jerbear is
his Jeremy. Name's Jeremy. No,
no. Shh.
His nickname is Jerbear. Okay, go on.
Shh. We'll get there. And him and I only talked like twice when our parents got together, and we just he like awkwardly stared at me the whole time. But he added me on Facebook, and I slowly found out that he may possibly be a furry.
Perfect.
Oh no.
a brony, possibly, really Brony's into fine, hentai.
Furry?
No, I don't care about that, but furry, brony, and possibly really, really into hentai.
Tentacles.
And
dude, that's the best combination. What you're talking about?
That's not a triple threat.
On him.
I didn't know I was Gerber.
Oh, yes. I'm just going to insult a lot of people, but he's a fedora wearer.
You're not insulting
a neckbeard. Insult anybody that wears a fedora.
You're not insulting anyone we care about.
Whoa, sir, fedora.
Okay, so whatever. He's a neckbeard, m'lady, all that junk.
Oh, no.
And one day he wanted to go to the movies with me, and my mom was trying to convince me that it was just his friends because she knew if anything else I would say no. And we went to the movies and we saw X-Men, Days of Future Past, which good film. But
what?
Every time I watch it, I think of Jer-Bear.
No.
I don't want to think of Jer-Bear.
That's not
was he but a creep? We were in the theater and he got me in the way back, which is in general. No. You guys know that's not a good thing.
I have a story then. After this, I got a story.
Yeah, but I was like against the wall, crossing my legs and like hugging the wall to get away from him because he kept staring at me during the movie and trying to put his arm around me.
Gross. Wait, and I'm like, did he never got a hint or anything? Or did he just get the hint
God,
and ignore
if he, it? If he did, he didn't care.
That's creepy.
Because I crossed my arms, my legs, leaned again away from him, like pressing against the wall, staring straight at the movie. Every funny scene that came on, I didn't laugh because I was scared he'd see me laugh.
She smiled.
Emotions.
I mean, she likes me.
I was like, I was dead pretty much throughout the whole movie. But then afterwards, it didn't end with just a movie. Boy. My parents decided we should go to dinner together.
Oh.
And in the car ride, he decided to hold my hand.
Oh,
I can't do this. Permission. I can't do this.
No, 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 no.
We're still going. This is Jer-Bear, everybody. Air's gone, but whatever. But I had my hands in a death grip in my lap. Once again, facing away from him, staring out the window. And he put his hand on my hand and stared me down. And then slowly grabbed my hand and held my hand the whole car ride.
How many hands do you have?
Leo, no. Two. Surprisingly.
I bet.
But he took my hand away from my other hand.
Oh my god, I can't do this.
You get it?
It's so creepy. I just picture like every what is it? Like brony menemist or whatever they're called.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much that's it. And he always stared at me.
Oh my lord.
It's like he never looked away. During dinner I sat next to my mom and I was like, "Mom, she's staring at me. What do I do?" And my mom was getting a little tipsy on wine and whatever, so she really didn't give a shit.
Everybody in the club gave
but
tipsy.
Across the table, Jer-Bear just stared at me. It's like, "You gonna eat?" It's like, "No, I'm not hungry. I full on popcorn that I didn't eat." And I was actually texting Air because he was talking me through this because this was really terrible for me.
I'd just like to point out that like, my band name would be Full on Popcorn if I were to ever have a band. Let's do it. Can we change the name of Rustin Productions to Full on Popcorn?
No.
Call it FOP?
No.
Oh, dude. I wouldn't mind FOP.
All right.
Cool story over.
Go on, Grace.
Oh.
Rocket.
Well, I was texting Air. Like, how bad were my texts? They were like, they got
that
bad.
That was a long time ago, Grace. I just remember freaking out, and I was just like, "Yo, calm."
Yeah, you told me to fucking like punch him or something.
Oh, I should have done that. That would have been funny.
Like, I don't know. You said if he got too close, to just like fucking punch him in the throat or something. I don't know.
In the thyroid.
Kill his family.
Yeah. Made him fat.
Me?
But yes, you. And it's just, it was a bad night.
That sounds great. And I would enjoy myself.
Ever since then, he's been messaging me on Facebook.
Oh, boy.
asking me to go out with him again. And I have yet to answer any of the messages. There's like 7 consecutive messages of him going, "Hey, Grace, you there? What's up? How you been? You want to go to the movies again? You want to hang out? You want to come to my house? Nope, nope,
nope. Can I rip your hand off and hold it forever?"
Grace, wait, Grace. You said he was all like, he called you like, fuck, I don't know.
Leo, are you right?
I don't like Jerry Bear. He reminds me of myself.
No, oh, no, Leo, why?
No, 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 no. Let me explain.
Don't be a Jerry Bear, please.
No, I'm not a furry. Oh, nothing bad.
No, I don't even care about furry. No, I care about the fact that he grabbed my hand without my permission.
All right, no, but like.
Ew.
I used to like a girl, right? And I have like,
wait,
3 years.
What? Not a president?
Outrageous.
But you don't have a girlfriend.
I think Ryan fell asleep.
Fuck you.
Ryan.
We'll call that. So, like, I used to be really infatuated with this girl. And, like, now I'm pretty sure that she absolutely hates me. Not really.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just, I was like him, Jerry Bear, except I didn't have the fucking balls to go up to her and say anything or do anything.
Or be really creepy and rapey.
Oh, all right, no, but.
God, I wish Jerry Bear didn't have the balls to do it.
Yeah, and it's just, I hate Jerry Bear. I hope he never gets a girlfriend. Never mind.
No, here's the issue is, I'm telling this terribly because that was my experience with it, but he's not that bad.
No, he's yeah, but I, he still reminds me of myself, so I don't like it.
So, yeah, he's bad.
Leo, you're nothing like Jerry Bear. Don't worry. Please don't associate yourself with that.
Yeah,
you don't know me. You don't know
Air
me from
saw his
freshman
Facebook
year.
Profile.
Wait, really? Really? I need it. I need
it's pretty bad.
No.
Oh, boy.
Leo, are you done with your story? You got more?
No.
It's so terrifying. No, he's just not. He's terrifying. He scares me.
There you go.
Honest to God, he scares me.
When he finally like says, "Hey, why are you ignoring me on Facebook or something?" Just send him a link to this.
Well, I probably should, but I confronted him because my mom invited his parents to her New Year's party.
Oh,
so no. He came. He came, and I was just kind of.
Did he?
Yeah. But it was very awkward because my mom made me like dress all nice and like in a dress and get fancy, and it was terrifying to see Jerry Bear there, seeing me in a dress, staring at me.
Oh, that's
disturbing.
It is.
That's like
no
not good.
Then my mom like told him her excuse for why I was so rude to him was because I was shy and scared of people.
Did he wear his furry costume to that party or that dinner?
No, unfortunately.
Oh.
He did.
Oh,
what about
man.
his MLP shirts and his fedora?
I'm pretty sure he had a fedora in his backpack.
Oh, okay.
Because he's ready.
Was
to
it
go.
An MLP backpack?
Because he brought a backpack.
yes. So this one time, I can't remember when it was. Whenever, do you guys remember that movie, Megamind? Whenever that came out?
Yeah.
Oh my god, good movie.
So, what happened was, like, I was with this friend, biggest dumb fuck in all of history. He's just really dumb and very gullible.
Me?
But anyway, like, we were at this, like... We were at a mall, and, like, he's like, hey, my girlfriend's coming. And I was like, all right, dude, that's cool. And basically, we went to see Mega Man. Megamind, not Mega Man. Jesus Christ. That would be different. That'd
Did
be
you go to see
different.
The Mario Bros. Movie?
Yeah, dude. With, what's his name?
Rob Schneider. Movie.
Was that Rob? No, Rob Schneider. But... Anyway.
Mel Gibson?
Shut up. Leo's like,
Bruce
who?
Willis?
George Clooney.
I know who Mel Gibson is. Shut up.
Who's Rob Schneider, Leo?
I don't care.
Okay.
No, Jer Bear's Leo. I thought we'd settled this.
Jer Bear. I hate Jer Bear, alright? He's like me, but he has balls.
No, I wish he didn't!
Yeah, no, Leo. No. No.
You see me in freshman year in like...
But it's different.
He's homeschooled, by the way.
Oh, sweet. Up top, Jer Bear.
Anyway, we were... Like,
is he in my adult education class now?
Oh, was he the guy holding the calculator upside down?
They went to the back of the movie theater, and, like, it was supposed to be, like, a friend, like, hangout thing. But they made me sit, like, in a different row than them. And, like, I was like, So when we get out, like, he just starts describing, like, how she gave him a hand job to me, and I'm like, dude.
Oh, dude, I hope she had, like, a bunch of really heavy-duty rings on.
I hope she had good technique.
I was like, whoa, calm down. And, like, it was Megamind, too. Like, who does that in, like, a movie like that? Like,
like... Anytime it's time for a hand job.
This movie, man. Mega Mila turning me on. And, so... Then, what? Like, we just kind of, like, hung out the rest of the day and stuff. And, basically, end of the story is my mom lent them
a ride?
No. A ride. No, like, my mom lent them her car so they could bang in the car in the mall parking lot.
Dude, same.
I was like, Mom, why?
Is that what it's like to be a teenager?
I think he was, like, 13.
Wait.
What?
Yeah. How did he drive the car?
He didn't. It was parked.
They just sat there. No, they didn't just sit. Never mind.
His name was Jeremy. And, yeah, and he was really weird and creepy. And, like, his bed, if you ever sat on it or felt it, it felt like a bunch of breadcrumbs was on it. It was really gross. Terribly gross. And, like, he was, like, my only friend at the time because I'm a homeschooled loser. And so we'd, like, go to the movies, but his mom would have to take us because we were, like 14. And he'd, like, yell at his mom. She's like, okay, hey, guys, and, like, go to sit next to us. She's like, no, Mom, you gotta sit up there. And I was like, I like your mom. She can sit with us. It's cool. And he's like, no, she has to sit up there. And I was like, okay.
No, she can't sit with us. Weird.
I don't like, well, I shouldn't say.
They're scary.
They are. They're odd people. I'm sorry if your name's Jeremy out there and you're listening to this.
Jeremy Dooley?
No, some Jeremys are cool.
No.
Short Jeremy from Achievement Hunter. Yeah, him.
Well, his name's Jeremy Dooley. The Dooley cancels out the
Jeremy. Last name always cancels out.
Ah, of course. That's how names work, yeah. Right?
Oh, okay. Airdrop.
Well, if it's a shitty first name and last name, you're fucked.
Alright.
Dude,
he'll be back.
This is great. This is some great quality internet. Can I go to sleep?
Yeah. Not yet.
How long are we gonna go? We've been going for like
Remember that we, like 10 minutes are cut off because we're done.
Yeah, so we're at 40 minutes. So
yeah, so calm yourself.
Clam.
Let's see. Leo and I still have to read the stories to take up some time. And then we're going to do Who Gives a Shit. Oh, Ryan, do your Sarge voice since you've been working on it.
What do you want me to say?
Be Sarge.
Can I hold your hand?
Alright.
Can I hold your hand?
No. You cannot.
Do you like furries?
You like furries?
No.
I've got some furries.
No.
Because I got some griffs.
Griffs?
Okay, I'm okay with that. I like griffs.
No, all say right. Daddy. Yeah.
Nope.
Daddy.
Oh. Ew.
It sounds like you have a cigar out of your mouth. Like you, like, never mind.
That's basically the shape of my mouth. It's basically like, Daddy.
That's gross.
Say daddy and all your voices.
Alright.
No, not the little kid one. Not the little kid one.
Yes, please, the little kid one. Do it, please.
Daddy!
Oh my god. No.
That breaks my fucking heart.
Daddy.
That does not.
Daddy. Daddy.
Daddy. Fucking Christ.
Daddy?
Whoa, what the fuck was that, Ryan? That was weird.
Daddy?
Whoa. Is this gonna be cut out?
No. We're keeping this.
Oh, no.
Just keep saying daddy until Eric gets back.
Daddy. Daddy.
It sounds like you just burped.
Daddy.
Hold on.
You're gonna sound like you're gonna fucking vomit.
Dead.
Convulsing while you try to say daddy.
Daddy.
So, Ryan should totally become a voice actor, am I right?
For every hentai ever.
Hello?
Hey, daddy? Are you still recording, yeah. Leo? Because we're still talking.
I'm still recording.
Daddy. Him and Leo should just, like, daddy. Do a show together. Ooh. Dub something. Ryan and you. Mm-hmm. Do your... Leo, now you do impressions.
Okay.
Do an ancient impression.
Oh boy, I know the little hot stop on you.
Hello, my name is Rio.
Good God.
I'm not mad at you. My parents are going to yell at me.
For being.
My dude, let your parents try to get Senpai to notice you.
Emma?
Oh, Senpai, please notice me. Please.
Emma senpai. Already notices me.
Oh, Senpai-kun.
She's like, he has unique eyes.
Because they're fucking slits.
Whoa.
It's like Voldemort.
Holy
no.
Shit.
Whoa.
You just took my
I'll be apologizing. I'm racist. I have to.
Wait, so
every time I say a racist
since
comment,
we're
everyone
the last
says
recording
that.
Because this one's so much better. Grayson will never find out why it's Grayson.
Oh, that's good.
That is very good. Grace, please don't say it. The reason why I called Mason Grayson.
Grace, please. Like a, smiling deviously.
What's the reason? I don't remember.
Well, I'm not gonna tell you.
Don't say it. Asshole can't wipe.
Yeah, that's why I call him Grayson.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sure.
I can't open this button.
So, it's, like, not going to come back at all, so let's just start reading stories, Leo.
Oh, yeah, wait, let me open this banana.
Hang on. What?
Dude, RTX. You're going to
open a banana?
Oh. Dude, open it from the bottom so you don't get all the strings. Do it like a monkey.
Is it worth it?
It is. Do it with your feet, too.
Just become a monkey right
ew,
now.
That would feel really gross getting, like, banana between your toes. That's really gross. I bet Jer Bear likes
wow,
it.
Oh, Sky, thanks.
I should have never
wait,
told
Ryan,
you.
Wait, Ryan, did you just say, wow, Sky, thanks?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Why?
I did it. I opened it from the bottom.
Cool, that's awesome.
Fuck
it's actually pretty started cool. From the bottom, now we're banana.
Shut the fuck up.
Whoa.
I fucking hate
it's kind of funny.
From the bottom, he's
Drake. And
the whole team fucking
Drake and Josh.
That
come
was
on,
a.
Dude, he's great.
That was a Lanye North song.
Drake and Josh, man. Lanye
started
North.
From the bottom,
like...
now we're banana. That's a Lanye North single.
Started
hit.
Blonde.
Still
blonde.
Started... No, you're.
Blonde,
well, he's
so
not
it.
Ever gonna listen to this, but don't make blonde jokes.
Yeah, you're right.
But he's blonde.
Hey, you know, blonde people can't drive.
Oh shit!
Can they?
All right, we're going to read the stories from the award-winning author, Airzies. Okay. Okay. This is... yes. This is called Breathtaking. Okay. In the middle of summer, the heat can be breathtaking. No thinking, no discussion. The immediate thought is to get the hell inside as soon as possible. At least for me, I realize some people may differ on the matter. This summer, I was inside almost every single day. I had been fired from my job, and my unemployment could last a while, so I decided to take a break for a few months, get my head clear, and my computer turned off. get my head clear a bit. I also got a new cat, which was a surprise. He showed up on my doorstep almost every day for a month before I got fired. I called him Fatty, because somehow, despite being an indoor cat, an outdoor cat, that cat somehow gained almost a pound every time I saw him. No one fed him. None of my neighbors even knew he was there until I brought him up. A bit strange, but one day, not too long after I was fired, he snuck into my apartment and refused to leave. Fatty was a little too pleasant to just let go. He was just so friendly. He was always happy, always purring. I would only see him during the day, and at night he'd disappear. He refused to eat any of the food I tried to give him, ignored it completely. I was sitting in the living room. He jumped through my window onto my floor. He was a bit wet, probably from the rain earlier that day. He ran by me into the cat tree I had bought him last week. I walked into the other room to my computer to apply for some jobs. My unemployment was going to run out soon, and I needed to start a vigorous search for jobs. Eventually, though, I just got tired and decided to play some video games.
Same.
I went back into the living room. I looked left and right. The fat cat is nowhere in sight. I had closed the window after he came in, and he usually only hung out in the living room. Oh well, I thought. He probably found another way out or decided to hang out in the bedroom for a change. I turned on my TV. The internet was out. Not uncommon for my shitty apartment, but then again, it hadn't happened all summer. It probably crashed after my job search. I decided just to turn on cable and fall asleep to whatever dumb movie was on. Almost immediately, I started dreaming. I used to never be able to dream, ever since I was a kid. That changed this summer, probably from stress. My career had fallen apart, and I struggled to find a new one. In my dream, I was in my apartment. All the furniture, all the carpets were not there. It was absolutely empty, except for one armchair placed in the middle of my room. It was a foreign armchair I had never seen in my life. It was old, it was ratty, and had most of its innards showing. I sat down and had a sinking feeling. My living room was getting higher and higher, with the chair sinking into the ground. The floor seemed to have properties of quicksand, but I couldn't move. I was glued to the chair, unable to even fidget around a little. Soon, my feet were stolen by the floor. I didn't feel anything, just had a ghostly feeling of their absence. I was a prisoner in my own mind, slowly falling down and down into the ground. Soon my legs, then my waist, and then my chest. A huge weight was dealt on my chest. My ribs felt like they were all being crushed at once, crushed almost into a fine powder. I had never felt this kind of pain before. All I could do is scream and hope it would end soon. Once my head was almost swallowed, it did.
Wait.
I opened my eyes. Fatty was on my chest. I still couldn't move. Stricken by the same paralysis from inside my dream, Fatty had his mouth open. It was sucking my breath out of my mouth. Soon I couldn't breathe. I still couldn't move, and I could feel myself suffocating. I was panicking in my head and couldn't do anything. I eventually gave up. I couldn't do anything. I had to let go. With my last breath, what appeared to be a loose dust bunny flew out of my mouth and into his, and then suddenly darkness. It's dark in here. The only sound I can hear is an occasional faint purring noise. I can't tell if I'm even alive or not. The only thing I can find is clothes left behind by what I would assume would be Fatty's last victims. I feel empty. I have no feeling of ambition or even to find a way out of here. I know this isn't one. What discourages me the most, though, is the heat of this abyss. If I could actually breathe still, it'd be breathtaking.
Oh, that's the name of the story.
And that's it.
Whoa. I thought that was a comedy.
It is a comedy.
I really did. I was like, oh, Fatty Cat. Yeah, it's gonna... It, like, turns some twist. No, it's...
Yeah, no.
No, it's
fucked up.
It's really not a comedy.
It's really fucked up. What the fuck,
Alright, now it's time for a dicky situation. By the same author.
I gotta get my reedy voice. Oh, shit.
Alright. Radio voice.
No, it's a reading voice. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Alright. A dicky situation.
No, radio voice. Use it.
It was a slow day at the dick sucking factory, and Mason was getting antsy.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. We're reading this one?
No, it doesn't have any.
Oh, okay.
It's still a fixed one. Yeah.
Okay, it's fixed. Okay.
He had found out that the less and less dicks...
Wait, start from the beginning.
It was a slow day at the dick sucking factory. Mason was getting antsy. He had found out that the less and less dicks he sucked, he got more and more fucking annoying. This was mostly because without the dicks in his mouth, he could breathe and talk, which is not okay. Halfway across the country, air felt a disturbance in the force. His dick turned toward northwest, not the direction of the baby. Mason, Air whispered in an angered tone. Air checked his bank account. Finally, the money from Leo's community videos came in. He was in negative $100 to buy a plane ticket to Shit Town, Indiana, or some shit. Alright. As Air touched down in the airplane, a Seuss-like figure watched from the airport window. He was wearing a long black duster and dark sunglasses. It was 3 a.m., a fucking douchebag. The doors opened and Air walked out of the airplane. Sky smirked when he saw airspace. You felt it too? Sky asked. Of course, dear, muttered in a distasteful tone. I thought I was done with this life after you became a 90s-era computer hacker. What can I say? The Matrix was a good fucking movie. To get to the point, though, I thought we had settled this back with them back in 87. Air looked at his watch. His contract with Dick Sucking Incorporated was due to expire yesterday. If we didn't still have the Dick directional device, we would never have even realized that he starts to slow down. Sky nodded his head. God only knows what will happen if he fully stops sucking. How could this happen to us? We made the mistakes. I brought the tools. Later that day, Sky and Air gathered outside the factory. Sky pulled out the rusty spiked baseball bat and handed the bat to Air. We should have done this 20 years ago, Harry roughly said. After what happened to Leo? We couldn't take this chance again. Sky had come to terms with Leo's death, but Air still had nightmares. Wii U friend has not been forgiving when Air's Wii U escaped. Air opened the door to the factory. Dicks everywhere. The outrageous amounts of semen would have given Air toothpaste stains, but Air had come prepared. The poncho and oxygen tank helped him stay alive, but soon this became unnecessary, because the semen slowly drained from the room. In the middle, Mason stood without a dick in his mouth or hand. Mason knew what was coming. If it makes you feel any better, your contract had just expired. Air ran towards Mason and started bludgeoning his head with a bat. Mason no longer had blood in his veins, only straight up semen. Just jizz, cum, and fucking cream. Semen filled the rooms again, and a balance hasn't been restored. Restored. Air walked out triumphant. Ryan and Tyler were there, cheering his success. Leo was still dead. The end.
Well, for me and Tyler were there.
So, that's pretty lame that we write fan fictions about ourselves, right?
I mean, not really. Is Ryan still
absolutely
there?
I spent one day like 5 hours on one, and it turned out terrible. But out of it, we got the Spy Kids theme song, which is great.
Anyways, what's the next topic? Guys.
But yeah, we're gonna link dump the Spy Kids theme song just because.
Oh yeah, we are. All right.
So.
Oh, who gave? We got.
I guess
gives
one last
shit.
Thing to talk about.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Is
this anyone have any ideas?
I mean, I know
who's.
We should explain who gives a shit.
All right. Yeah.
So if you,
you're right.
Oh. Okay. Also, Air died. Okay. So who gives a shit is.
So who gives
yeah,
a shit? It's a segment in the podcast. So, backstory. Leo knows nothing about pop culture or stuff like that. I know more than
literally nothing.
And so shut up. And
no.
Who's Johnny?
He's
Depp?
The guy who was in Pirates of the Caribbean. Fuck you.
No, I know.
He's more than that.
I know. And so this is a segment in which they tell me, like, who is this or what is that. And I try to guess what it is, because why not?
We just quiz him on, like, random pop culture things, and he's
I don't know pop culture.
Whose initials are JB?
Justin Bieber! I'm gonna kill myself.
No, actually, no. Justin Bieber.
Shut up. Alright. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the plot of GoldenEye?
GoldenEye.
Okay.
So, James Bond. Like shut up. James Bond, main character. He's all handsome. all the girls want to bang him.
Not really.
I want to bang him.
Nope.
Leo when he was 8.
What's the plot of Octopussy?
What's the plot of T?
Are we still going?
Yeah, what's the plot of Octopussy? We're switching the question up.
You know, a Japanese octopus tentacles. Alright. Anyways, Octopussy. It's a movie, right? It's a horror movie. All the ships are sailing in the ocean. The sailors are all like, yo, let's get some fish. And they fish.
Wait, are all the sailors cats?
Anyways, all the sailors are like, yo,
pussies.
Let's go fuck you. Let's go fish some fish. And then they're like, oh shit, this one's a big one. And then like they try to pull it. Or they pull it out. And then it's actually an octopussy. Like, the octopus... Shut up. The octopus has cat ears, right?
You fucking stole it. You fucking stole my cat.
Also, it has a pussy, like a vagina. Rhyme with the laugh track.
So, is he correct?
Damn, Mike.
I don't know. I've never seen octopus.
No, he's not. It's a James Bond movie.
That's a James Bond movie?
Yeah, it is. I was going to say, I was like, that sounds awfully familiar.
It is a 1983
Leo,
James Bond movie.
What agency does James Bond work for?
M16.
M16?
I don't know.
It's MI6, you dumb.
Oh, MI6?
There's no one! He works for God!
Not that bad, actually. I did pretty well.
That's how badass James Bond's boss is. It's just a gun.
You were completely wrong when it came to octopussy, but, I mean, yeah, okay.
M16, no.
That does not mean you're correct.
Woman.
Yeah, he works for a gun.
Boy. Thing. So, that was a pretty long info podcast, but before we end, I'd like to talk about Monty Ohm, an animator, dancer, cosplayer, and all-around amazing person from Rooster Teeth who unfortunately passed away this past week. The whole community, including us, mourned for his death, and we're still in the process of getting over it. And I can't imagine what the cast and crew are going through right now. I remember seeing Megan Ashley on the No getting right back on track, even after this tragedy, and trying to keep starring, which is definitely an extremely difficult thing to do. And I'd like to thank the RT cast and crew, who, despite the tragedy, are still trying to upload and bring a smile to our faces. And despite Monty Owens passing, bring us sadness. I also think it brought us a new wave of inspiration and creativity. I've been on the RT subreddit a lot, a few past couple of days, and I saw so many inspiring fan art and stuff like that, which actually made me cry a lot. And a lot of creative things by the community, my favorite thing being somebody took a picture of their keyboard, and the keys were out, and the keys were arranged into Keep Going Forward, which is basically like Monty's motto now. And I took the picture made of my wallpaper to remind myself how you never know when life might be over. So we should make the best out of it. So cliche, but true. And me personally, I started adding more videos and like started to actually make shitty music on my laptop. And you know, they're really bad, but I still make the stuff. So, you know, yeah, working towards my dreams. And this is the most cliche thing I've ever said, but I believe in everything that I've said so far. So I'm going to quote a tweet from Ashley Jenkins of the No Rooster Teeth. You know that project you've always wanted to do but haven't because it's too hard or it's not good enough or you don't have the time? Go do it. And thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed because I did a lot.
Didn't.
Whoever's editing this, which may be me, might be Scott, put this part at the end of the podcast. Yeah, hold on, I need to eat the other half of the fortune cookie. The fortune says this. Says that lucky you make this choice. Everything comes out for the best. That's not some good grammar, Mr. Fortune Cookie. That is no good. Mm-mm.